Elizabeth read the note to her family, and Mr. Bennet was the first to speak.
"Well, my dear," he said to his wife, "if Jane dies, at least she was doing her duty as you asked."
"Nobody dies of a cold," replied his wife. "She can stay at Netherfield until she's better. She will have more time to get to know Mr. Bingley."
Elizabeth decided to visit her sister at Netherfield. She decided to walk. It was a beautiful day, although the road was very wet and muddy. Kitty and Lydia walked as far as Meryton with her, and then Elizabeth continued to Netherfield alone. It was another 2 miles. When she arrived, the servant took her to the breakfast room. Mr. Bingley's sisters were very surprised when they realized that Elizabeth had walked from Longbourn. They didn't like the fact that her dress was very muddy. Mr. Bingley was very kind, but Mr. Darcy was very quiet. He was thinking about her face and her bright eyes. Elizabeth went upstairs to see her sister. As soon as she left the room, Caroline Bingley laughed.
"Did you see her dress?" "I know, the mud," replied her sister. "Well, Mr. Darcy, do you still admire her fine eyes?" asked Caroline.
"Yes, I do. The walk made them brighter."
This was not the answer Caroline Bingley had hoped to hear. Later, after Elizabeth had seen Jane, Mr. Bingley suggested that Elizabeth stay until Jane was better. In the evening, Elizabeth stayed with Jane while the ladies and gentlemen had dinner. Conversation at the dinner table was mainly about the Bennet family.